This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, even in some of these losses. Today was a regression, you know, for one night. I mean, we have the competitive character. We're going to bounce back. But we had some of these things bubble up again. You know, we know what they are. You know, some of the missed shots, poor decisions offensively that would lead to you know, lack of focus defensively. We're at our best when it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, we can defend and get multiple stops, and that kind of fuels our offense, fuels our confidence. We had a little bit of that bubble back into the game. You know, coming out of timeouts where we have a chance to push a lead to double digits, where they would come storming back. You know, at halftime, we didn't come out ready. And I felt like that was, behind us. You know, with that said, too, you know, I felt like I didn't do a good job, you know, with managing the minutes. I went into the game thinking that we need some speed and a little bit more of the energy boost. And we got to that lead, and so I thought, you know, we would try to extend it. But I think, you know, nobody in the locker room is going to make an excuse. Our main guys are not going to make an excuse about it. But I felt like there was, you know, some fatigue in that fourth quarter, and if I could have gotten them a little bit more of a break, you know, at some point during the game, I think we would have had enough of a boost, you know, to finish this off. But that's on me, and that's I have to do a better job for this team.
All right, that was Spo after a rough Friday Saturday night of basketball, and once again, big blown lead in the first half, and then down up 11 in the fourth, and couldn't hold on that. Once again, get outscored 36-20. I can help Spo, by the way, who's trying to take full responsibility for everything on playing Tyler and Bam too much, too long, too many minutes, and they were gassed. You don't trust anybody else. It's very simple. You don't trust. You've seen a lot of the rest of them. And so you're going with your two big horses that you have left. This is easy. You didn't all of a sudden get stupid on minutes. No, you're pushing those guys as much as you can because you feel better with those two out there than what you get night to night with the rest of those guys right now that have not been very good. My God, the amount of blown leads. They got outscored 36-20 in the fourth. And hey, man, if you can't close games, a lot of these games in the NBA, you watch them nationally, locally, always a chance. A lot of tight ball games in the fourth quarter. A lot of games going back and forth. And if you can't close If you can't close and hit big shots and not turn it over and defend and all the things that the teams that win all the close games, then this is what happens. You lose tight ball games. You go, well, it was a great effort. And we're happy. It was a great effort. And we're happy. When the hell did the Heat get to that? That sounds like some of our other teams. Well, we played our ass off. We just came up short. Now we got the Heat saying those things. As they're now 29-34, we say good morning to everybody. We got a lot of stuff going on there, man. Woody threw a little spo on me there, though, a little spo apology for the game and what happened. But we got a lot of stuff. NFL can officially start negotiating contracts, although most people think it's already started. But it will call it legal tampering starts as they get rolling on all these things this afternoon. And the league was real busy, especially yesterday. We got to get into all that stuff. The Panthers keep winning. And I got to tell you, when I saw what happened, I was at a wedding this weekend up in Orlando. Great wedding. Really enjoyed myself. Drank like I was 25 years old. Brad Marchand will be added to this Panthers team. He's injured right now, but I'm thinking, my God, that guy has been Mr. Boston Bruins for the captain. Been 16 years with them, has been a big part of their success, and a lot of bad blood between Brad Marchand and the players down here. And I got to tell you, now he's out. He may not be back until the playoffs, hopefully a little bit before the playoffs. But if somebody told me the way they're playing right now, six straight wins, shutting people out, teams can't even get a lot of shots, can't even get quality shots against the Panthers right now. They're so good. Doesn't matter who the goalie is right now. Nothing against Vanecek, and got a shutout in his first outing with the team after being with San Jose and all those things. But I got to tell you, you have the way they're playing right now as well as anybody, and you know potentially that you're going to get Tkachuk and Marchand back for the start of the playoffs in the middle of April. Are you kidding me? Bill Zito, man, just going for it. Just, hey, we thought, well, they're going to get some guys. Well, they did. They maxed out that money and got some new faces to give more depth. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But the NFL really got rolling, especially for guys that got cut recently. They didn't have to wait for the start of free agency, if you're wondering why some guys were able to sign with teams. If you're released from a contract, you're free to go and get a jump on free agency and everything else. We saw some of that. And then what happened to Myles Garrett? Like, I got to get out of Cleveland. We're never going to win here. I'm tired of losing. And you throw a whole bunch of money, make him the highest paid player outside of being a quarterback, I think, in the league. And all of a sudden he goes, well, you know what? Cleveland's not so bad. I think I'll be okay here. So money talks for him. My God, what a huge contract, including $122 million guaranteed for Myles Garrett, who plays his ass off. They did not want to lose him. But my God, all the news, Geno Smith.
I don't want to hear about it from that guy, though, when it doesn't go well, right?
No. You took the money.
Tyreek can attest to that, man.
By the way, Tyreek, shut up about what you've learned. That's the other thing, by the way. Oh, my God.
You take the money.
You take it.
And by the way, that guy comes out, I want to win. He knows he's not going to win there. That team is going absolutely nowhere.
Why? Well, he thinks he got a new contract. Now they're going to win?
Yeah.
Their commitment to winning?
Yeah.
What about the quarterback situation? If I'm Myles Garrett, I'm going to take this money because it's so damn much. But what about the quarterback situation? What the hell are we doing there? Because until we get that figured out, we're not going to be very good. Anyway, Geno Smith, Miramar High School, gets traded to the Raiders. I did not see that coming. I should have. Should have been one of the many scenarios that could have happened for a third-round pick. The one that got me, and I thought it was about money, and I thought they were going to settle with him. I never thought he'd be leaving. DK Metcalf, that big son of a gun, is going to the Steelers for a second-round pick. I don't know what's going on with Seattle. Tyler Lockett, they let go. DK Metcalf, they get a second-round pick. Geno Smith, they get a third-round pick. So I get it. Seahawks have a lot of draft picks. But they are shorthanded, and there are no guarantee they're going to find a Geno Smith or a DK Metcalf to help them. Especially, you're a fan up there going, what the hell are we doing there?
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's crazy, and Joey Bosa, we'll talk about him, and now they're saying he could be with the Miami Dolphins, and he got a lot of teams interested. We'll see if they add him with Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips or not. But Devontae Adams, looks like there's a little breakup with he and Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to be back together. But I got to tell you, Devontae got paid some pretty damn good money for trying to make that quick move with his buddy going to the Jets, like that thing was going to work out. 2-year, $46 million to go to the Rams. And Harold Landry, who has been really friggin' good through the years. 3-year, $43 million to the Patriots. It felt like the start of free agency, the way that thing where you were dishing out money to some of these players that got paid. A bunch of other guys, Gregor Rousseau from here, Buffalo taking care of him with a nice big extension. Ronnie Stanley, offensive tackle. There was a lot of stuff taking place yesterday, and it's just getting started for what should be pretty crazy day for the NFL. So we'll have a lot more stuff on all that news coming out here as we continue. As I said, the Panthers, 6 straight wins. They've outscored their opponents 20-5. And like their last 6 wins, killing people. 3 shutouts in there. They're now 40-21-3, a couple of points out in front in their division. So really playing well. A lot of good stuff with our best team in town. Then I got to get to this other topic. Look at man, Woody hit me with it yesterday and hit me with it this morning to make sure. And Inter Miami is 5-0-1 this year, off to a great start, and obviously they look like they have a better team or have learned to play without Messi and get a lot of wins. I don't know if Inter Miami realizes that he is the face of the league and people care more about him than the league, and that's been proven by wherever he goes and plays, they get bigger crowds. They get bigger crowds. He's been out with this thing. This is new, and I'm not a trainer or a doctor, and I'm not trying to play one. Messi's out with fatigue again. So three straight games, two of them have been at home, and he's got fatigue and can't play. And last night, the other team was shorthanded. So
he wasn't out yesterday. He was active.
He was on the bench. I got you.
You can't do this to people. I mean, at what point does it become like?
Well, that's why I wanted to let you. I was setting you up to go. You're fired up.
The only reason I don't realize they're playing yesterday. My buddy texts me. He goes, "Hey, I'm thinking of taking my kid to the game. You think this guy's going to play?"
Well,
first of all, I don't know why he texted me because I have no pulse on this thing. But I don't know. You look it up on Twitter, and he went through practice on Saturday, it looked like.
Yeah.
He's active for the game. You know, I get they want to sell tickets at those prices until it sells out. I get it. But, man, oh, man.
Well, keep going.
Well, at what point? Like, you know.
You're pausing. Like, hey, he has a responsibility at some. And I know, look it. From their part, because I've heard this, somebody called me on behalf and told me that, hey, we're trying to get him healthy for the core part of the schedule, and we want him around, and, you know, he's not young, and we're trying to do the best we can, and we got a good team. And I go, listen, nobody cares about your team. Nobody cares. I understand if you win the MLS, it would be kind of fun. It would be great to see you win the MLS.
I wouldn't even go that far. I would just say, look, if he's hurt and he's not going to play, then just be forthcoming.
Well,
right? Just rule him out on Saturday. Don't leave people buying tickets until the ball kicks, and then all of a sudden they get there and he's sitting on the bench.
They're buying their tickets. Most of people, aren't they buying their tickets before?
I don't know. I'm sure people drive up and buy tickets beforehand, but the tickets are expensive for that product, for a 1-0 game against Charlotte with no Messi. That's an expensive ticket. It's, yes, you know, 70, 80, 100 bucks.
Just
be forthcoming, I think, is all fans want, Joe. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play. Like, what can you do, right? But I just think people want to know, like, rule him out on Saturday. Say he's not going to play. Save people the trip out there. Save people, you know, the money.
So you have the tickets, and then you find out he's not playing.
Well, if you're a season ticket holder, you're just screwed. I mean, that's your problem.
That's
you know, you invested in a product.
I'm guessing most of the people are season ticket holders, aren't they, at this point?
No, I don't think most people are. But I think people realize that, you know, when they buy the season tickets, that the guy is going to miss games.
I will say,
I just think you need to be forthcoming about it. Don't rule, you know, don't have him active and sit on the bench. That's even worse than ruling him out last minute.
Like no other sport, like this has to be said every time this happens. This is a very unique situation in a team sport that a lot of people are going out to see. I don't know where you rank them all time. I'm not smart enough about the game, but in the history of the game, he's one of the greatest players of all time. When they put that list up, whether it was 50 years ago or 30 years ago, they put him in. They put his mug up there and say he's one of the best. And people do want to see him. In a perfect world, they want to see him play. They'd like to see him get a couple of goals, a beautiful pass, and set up another guy for a goal and win the game. And you get to see Messi. You get to see all that stuff. But, boy, it is frustrating. And I know what everybody thinks. Well, they don't really give it. They don't care. They don't care. They're winning games. They're going, hey, we're putting a product that can win. You're going, great. Except you went out and got, you and the league went out and you bent all these rules so you could pay him like he's playing overseas. So with the amount of money he makes from Apple TV and a piece of this and a piece of that, guy's getting paid like he's a top player in Europe. And everybody.
Like I said, I don't think anybody's pissed
likes
that he
see him
sits
a little bit.
Because it is what it is, right? He's older and he's not going to play every
not
game.
Play
That's
every
okay.
Game, no.
But you just need to be forthcoming about it. You can't have the guy go through practice, send out, you know, there's videos out there of him practicing, you know, say he's active, and then all of a sudden he just sits on the bench the entire match.
You see him on
a problem.
Yeah, you see him on the bench. That could
be worse than what they did last game.
That's the greatest teaser of all time, for sure. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot. Did you get it off your chest? Because
I mean, look, I don't. It's
no,
not
no,
like,
but
it's
everything
like a go,
going
but,
on yesterday, and you were all over that one. I was like,
because someone texted me, they asked me about it, and then he texted me later. He goes, "Oh man, my buddy took his kids to, you know, for their birthday. He took a group." And
I'm guessing that's happened to a lot of people if you've been here and trying to catch a messy game. That's a hit or miss situation, man. That's a hit or miss. And they're going, "Hey, we can do it. He's not a young guy." I go, "Exactly. Well, if he's a young guy, his ass wouldn't be playing in this league. He'd be playing in Barcelona or some other place." All right, hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we're just getting started. A lot of news. Busy weekend of things, and nothing with the Dolphins yet. Nothing with the Dolphins, who I'm guessing trying to figure out how they can free up a little bit more money, or if they're going to, or if everybody's going to sign off on that, because they can free up some more money off some guys' contracts, or are they just waiting for the big splash now with this free agency and a lot of positions to take care of, a lot of positions to take care of in free agency and through the draft. But first, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy deals. I just had a great Tahoe experience all weekend long, plenty of room. Going to the wedding up in Orlando, and I'll tell you what, not only that, but when you start talking about the SUV family and the truck family of your South Florida Chevy dealers with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, man, you're in for a great experience. You are, man. Wait until you see the all-new Equinox or the 2025 Traverse right over to the Silverado trucks, man. You just can't, whatever it is, man, the Traverse, 2025 Traverse. I don't know if I've been in a midsize SUV that has that much room. And not only the room for your family, but cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. It just gets great performance. You're going to love it. And then Silverado trucks, man. It's like they've custom made a Silverado truck that's perfect for you, working, your family combination. We got it for you, whatever it is. And, hey, you need a strong engine, something that can work? Well, we got four strong options for you to give you all the power you need. High strength, ready to go for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
And at soccer, Inter-Miami beat Charlotte 1-0. Messi went through practice and was active but decided to stay on the bench. Joe, back to you.
I don't think he decided, man. Now,
whatever makes him look bad, I'm kind of all in for this morning.
Look, it's a very unique situation, like I said before. First of all, it's the MLS. Whatever you think of the MLS, I don't know where it ranks for everybody. It's fun when Messi is lighting it up and playing every game and has a couple of goals and, you know, is playing great. But when he's not playing, it just has it, and they must know this. It's nothing against the rest of the team. The rest of the team, they're playing great. The fact that they can win without them is still important, and it's important to them, and it should be, because their goal may not be the same as our goal. I like to just see Messi play. I got news for you. Here's a great example. They'll win. How many of those the other night when Messi's not playing, how many goals did they show on ESPN on any of the games? What? I can tell you, zero. When he plays and has a couple of goals, all of a sudden that thing moves up there towards the top of the sports shows nationally. So it's not just us. And I can't speak for every fan. There are, I'm sure, people that bought season tickets to go watch Inter Miami, and they go to all of the events, and it's fun. And you like it, and your kids are kicking a soccer ball around, and even, you know, young guys that are playing, you know, that want to get to that and be part of the Inter Miami, you know, organization. But without him, it's got there, and they know that. Messi fatigue, Messi out with injury, Messi out come playing in another tournament for Argentina. Workload management and all that stuff. But man, at some point, while he's missing games here or on the road, he is the face of this league, and it's not even close. You go around and you ask every city that has an MLS team that's getting ready to play Inter Miami and go, Messi? No Messi. You let everybody know ahead of time, messy or no messy, watch the difference in tickets sold.
So I don't claim to have any pulse of the soccer fan, but I do see what people are saying online. And you know what, man? Look, Messi's not going to be here forever. And this team is kind of upsetting people, to say the least. I think you want to build a little bit of better will with your fans because, again, this guy's not going to be here forever.
And you
do want to build a fan base.
I said last week it would be nice if somehow, since you went out and got this, maybe the greatest player of all time. There's some soccer head out there that can tell me whether he's the greatest player. There's some 70-year-old guy that grew up and
it doesn't moved matter. Over I here, get what you're but, saying. But he's a good player, yes. And, great, all-time great.
And they knew when they got him, this wasn't even going to be about all his great teammates from Barcelona that are now playing on the team. They want to see him.
I don't think anyone would be upset if they were forthcoming about it.
But because
that's the thing. Like, I get it. He's older, and these games are relatively meaningless to him. So I get it. I get that part of it. But just be forthcoming with it. Say on Saturday, hey, he's not going to play. Give people a chance. Like,
I don't know if
they don't
want to
go. If they, you know, whatever, they're going
to
buy tickets. You know, the day of the match wasn't like completely sold out going in.
I don't know. I don't know if it's important to him or not. I don't know if that's fair to say.
I don't care if it's important to him.
Great player.
All I'm saying is just be forthcoming. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play. It's okay. Just don't lead fans on. And what they did yesterday was as bad.
Well, their new coach.
That was actually worse than anything they've done prior, right? Because he practices Saturday, and they basically said he's good to go. They activate him.
Right.
So he's in the lineup. He comes off the bus. You know, they always show those guys coming off the bus and walking in the stadium. He comes off the bus. He's in his shirt. He looks like he's ready to go. Then he dresses. But they decide to put him on the bench and leave him on the bench the entire match.
You wonder if the team. Again, I have no idea.
Maybe they don't care.
Only the Moss brothers know for sure.
It's not their decision. I don't think they're pulling the strings on this thing, Joe.
But they hear about it. They live in the community. They've been around a long time.
What can they do?
They probably like to know, is there anything we can do? Because we're getting a lot of bad pub when he doesn't play, no matter, even though we won, and the goal is to win games.
But this is not exclusive to soccer. The NBA has this problem. Like, teams need to be more forthcoming.
Would he not like this?
No, I've told you many times I think Messi's a novelty. I mean, I think he is the reason people go.
Yes.
That's why they pay. The tickets on Ticketmaster yesterday, they were $60-$70 just to get in. It's not a cheap ticket. You just have to be forthcoming with people. If he's not going to play, he's not going to play.
They're going to have a new ad coming up. We're at home in a week, and we promise you Messi's playing.
Well, you can't do that because he'll get sued when he doesn't play.
Oh. Well, he was going to play.
We're a town of lawsuits.
Yeah,
so,
no, God,
you don't want to promise
no,
he's going to play.
No, hell, I can see. Probably got lawsuits flying right. He didn't play. He was on the bench. Why?
Yeah, let's not make any promises about who's playing here. But
we'll probably see one of those coming up here, right?
Anyway. You see, I mean, you need a guy like Jimmy who found his joy again. He's playing. But did you see his shirt, by the way?
No,
he had a shirt that said J, and then the O was the stupid happy face from his coffee logo, and then the Y, of course, you know, joy.
Great.
Messi needs to find his joy again.
I got to tell you, I'm not a Jimmy fan. We've had a lot of guys who are great players leave, and I still liked them, and had, you know, LeBron left. I was like, all right, gave us 4 years, man. Anybody thought he's going to end his career here, you're a dumbass, but. It was a fun 4 years. I got two championships.
Well, LeBron never quit while he was here. I mean, he did have all those cramps.
I know he had cramps I was there when he started cramping
you
up.
You cramped up in that building, though, didn't you?
I cramped
you? It was
up
hot in
drinking
there.
The night before. Mine was.
Wasn't it hot? Didn't they kill the air conditioning or something? Wasn't that the big conspiracy?
He said it wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
Didn't affect Ray Allen. Hell, Ray Allen was the best player in that series. It was smoking hot, though. Sitting there in a coat and tie. Oh, that was nasty. Yeah, that was. I never seen an air conditioning unit go out like that in the whole thing.
Was it the cramp gate?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
You want a couple quick texts here?
Yeah, what do you have?
Texter 703 area code says, I went to the soccer game yesterday. The only reason I went was to take my kids to see Messi.
I know.
And he did not play. It sucks. At least we're local and have a chance to go again. But it was clear that people would fly in from all over the world hoping to watch him play.
Agree. We don't hear that, but that is part of it. Now, again, I say this all the time. I don't know how many season ticket holders they have, and he's right. Well, we didn't get him. We'll come back, Johnny. You and your buddy, I'm bringing you back. We got tickets. He's going to play in one of these games on one of these weekends, and we can go out and have fun. Put the jersey on.
Someone let it, 786 wanted us to know that a ticket to watch the Dolphins play costs a lot more than the nosebleeds. Just saying, he said. I don't know if that's true, by the way.
Oh, tickets are expensive.
I know Dolphins tickets are expensive. Last season, towards the end, you probably could have gotten in cheaper than what an Inter-Miami ticket is. But
I don't know. Woody,
it was like 60, 70 bucks was to get in yesterday. I'm pretty sure a nosebleed Dolphins ticket, with as bad as that product is, on the secondary market went down.
Towards the, what was the last home game? I don't even remember for the Dolphins before taking off
there
in the last 2 weeks. Well, they had Cleveland Jets. I can't remember.
It wasn't memorable.
Game. No.
I can tell you that much.
There wasn't a lot.
814 says, hey, Pirates, Marlins opening day coming up. Sorry, Finns Bros, but I'm rooting for the big Paul Skeens and my Buccos. That's a game not to miss when he plays if you're a baseball fan. That'd be a good opening day.
By the way, he is fun to watch.
Good opening day matchup.
He is fun to watch. Boy, first overall pick, and what a stud. It's called him Big Horse. He is
a big horse,
by the way. That's a big man.
Yeah. 561 says Big Tease was messy, posted on his personal Instagram account. People thought he was going to play. I didn't see that.
I wouldn't have known.
I don't know
if he did.
The problem is I didn't research it too hard, but somebody texted me. I told you my buddy texted me and asked me if I was going to play.
So,
and I said I wouldn't bet on it, man. But
so
you know,
young kids that are playing soccer and wearing messy jerseys all over South Florida, probably, and you're trying to catch, you know, where you can go out and catch them at works and the birthday party and take some of the kids with you and go out and have a messy experience so you can say when you're a little guy, you remember I took you to watch the greatest player of all time, Messi, and you miss. And you're frustrated, and I get it. I get it, man. Especially when you find out he's not injured, he's just tired. Still got fatigue. This fatigue's been lasting a while too now.
Someone's stealing my idea here. This guy says if Messi didn't play and he was there and he went and signed autographs and went in the crowd and socialized with fans and took pictures, nobody would care if he played.
Well,
remember, that was my idea. I wanted Jimmy Butler to sit on the concourse and sign for people when he didn't play.
I saw one of the soccer shows that said he should still show up at these games, even on the road. He should travel because he is the face of this league.
Do what? So
and they,
people can look at him?
Wow,
he sits on the bench?
At least
that's
go.
Even more insulting. What they did yesterday was worse than what they did the last game. Because at least this last game, he wasn't active. This time, they activated the guy.
No, this was the greatest tease, yes.
He went through practice. He's active.
You're going,
apparently, he sent something out on his personal page. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's just a bad look. And when is this team going to understand? Don't take this the wrong way. But a lot more people are going to see Messi than they are that team. And that's important. And that's why you jack those prices up, because of Messi. Not because of those other guys. Messi. You're building this whole thing. Everything's around Messi while you got him under contract. Yeah, there's frustration. Woody hit me with it on the way
Messi
home.
Messi did send something out. We're looking at it on his personal page.
Yeah. I'm playing today.
He promoted the match.
Then he wrote afterwards, fooled you.
Somebody said parking itself is $100, maybe more. I don't know if he's talking about the Dolphins or the soccer. The soccer's not $100. That I can tell you for sure because I've gone.
Hey, man.
Although I did, I will tell you, I went to one of the early Messi games, and I got hit for, I think the parking's like 30 or 40 bucks, but then some kid was selling jerseys out of a duffel bag, so I got crushed by that for another 50 as we got out of the car there.
I saw those out there.
Those knockoff jerseys that they
yes.
sell in the parking lot?
Can't ever get rid of those people.
Well, I was in good shape because I told my son, who had an Inter-Miami jersey at the time, I told him, oh, you know, Adidas is working on them. They're not going to be ready for a while, which was true. And then some damn kid in the parking lot comes up. And you got the stupid thing on a hanger.
And your kid and Leon gave you that look like, hey, Dad, it's right there.
Yeah, how do I explain to him it's a knockoff?
You can't. You just
You just buy it.
You got to do it every other bet. Spoil the hell out of that damn kid.
And you can't, you know what?
Spoil him rotten.
The worst part is, too, now, you can't use the excuse of, oh, I don't have any cash, sorry, because everyone takes, you know, Zelle or Venmo or whatever.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's taking that now, except for you, but but you have a big wad of cash, so you're all good to go.
I don't have a big wad of cash. I carry a 20.
You carry cash. It's okay. It's just weird. You're the guy that goes to pay for something with cash.
Are you done ripping me? How you go from ripping mess and now you're ripping me?
Sir, we don't accept cash here.
Well, I'll tell you what, cash is not very...
How many times have you been turned down trying to use cash?
A lot recently. Has not gone well. The games, any games you go to, it's like, nope, hey, sorry.
It is. It's games. It's events.
Would you accept some cash? No, sir, we can't.
We took Leon to a concert. My parents gave us like a 50 to buy him a shirt or something because, you know, we were on our way to the show, and I go to pay for the shirt with the 50. Sir, we do not take this here.
Yeah. I don't even have
They looked at it like it was like, yeah.
I don't even have this Venmo thing set up, as you know.
You may need to.
Not even.
Although I could picture you being the guy that, you know, ends up getting, having a situation of sorts. Someone said Messi needs Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Maybe that would help him. He'd get his energy. I don't give a hell about his sex drive, but maybe it'll help him out.
I'm guessing that part's working okay.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, his kids, I saw highlights of his kids playing soccer.
Are they good?
They're damn good.
Oh, like, wow, shocker.
Pretty damn good. All right, hey, we want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, start with some really good news. There's 14 locations throughout South Florida. You've got one close to you, and now you can go out and see the SUVs like an all-new Equinox. Boy, I'll tell you what, got everything you'd want. The 2025 Traverse. I'll tell you what, spacious and comfortable for a midsize. All the room you need for your family and cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine to get better performance. I mean, I just go on and on. The SUV family, Suburbans and Tahoes, you throw in them when you really need extra space. Boy, they have just got that 2025 Tahoe is that I just got a lot of space, man. A lot of room. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. Never forget about a Silverado truck. Our big dogs, man. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. I got great news. You got choice of four strong options when it comes to an engine. Really comes down to how much power do you need, whether it's work 5, 6, 7 days a week, or a week, I like to call them the hardest working trucks in the business, the Silverado truck. We got something for everybody. Really, it's like they've made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. If you're a truck person, not driving the Silverado truck, maybe it's time to take a test drive and find out why it's so popular. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.